Audiences never know exactly what's in store when they attend a nearly naked theater production. The group's current production, an amazingly silly farce, The Porno Zombies, is one of the most off-the-wall shows the company has ever presented. In fact, this show is full of off-color language and blatantly sexual situations. I had a good time and laughed a lot, but The Porno Zombies is not really theater. It spoofs bizarre porn with outlandishly lewd scenes, and the characters' crazy desires fuel flagrant sexual obsessions that are quite lascivious. If you are easily offended by weird sexual situations, The Porno Zombies is not for you. For spoofs to be hysterically amusing, they must be performed with impeccable comic timing. On opening night, many of the performers weren't yet comfortable with the wacky shenanigans transpiring in playwright Matt Casarino's heavily satirized plot. We are at a Phoenix Elks Lodge. Non-traditional Detective Carla is investigating Dr. Hadfield, who has the ability to bring dead people back to life as zombies. A narrator guides us through the wild investigation of Dr. Hadfield's creations. We also meet various porn buyers. There's a couple riddled with sexual issues, there are reporters, there are porn customers, and just about every kind of sexual deviant. That's enough background for theatergoers to know if The Porno Zombies is for them. Director Damon Deering stages with madcap pacing, but since the performers aren't yet comfortable with the frantic pacing, things dragged a bit opening night. Performers that sparkled are Aaron Blanco, who is a devilishly cynical narrator who ultimately gets involved with the plot's mad goings-on. Stefan Jorgensen is hysterically mousy as porn customer Sherman, and Doug Lloyd has a field day as the mad Dr. Hadfield. Also good is Brock Palmer in three small roles, including Detective Carla's peculiar clerk. Laura Ann Kenny tries hard as Detective Carla, but her outlandish accent isn't consistent and her wild mannerisms are so erratic, indicating she lacks complete comfort with her part. The rest of the cast will no doubt sharpen and make the funny cynicism more amusing as the performances progress. The Porno Zombies is a wacky, crazy, sexual spoof that offers laughs and fun that will hopefully get sharper as the run progresses. Based on the opening night performance, it earns 3 stars out of 5, and it continues through May 10th at the Hardee's Theater at Phoenix Theater. For KBOC, I'm Chris Curcio.